you're here. Fellowship sweeter, knowing you're near.
Magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, August 7th, 2019. It's the Prime Life Times in Review. And Marianne is joining me today.
Yay.
Those of you that were tuned in yesterday and said, wait a minute. Something sounds familiar. Yes, I re-aired a broadcast from a few weeks ago. Schedules have been kind of crazy around here. I think my fifth board meeting in 50 days was Monday night. That went really late, and that kind of threw everything off on Tuesday. And
you've got a good board to meet that many times.
Yeah, we've been praying up a lot of things, and I'm biting at the bit to share more in detail. But it's one of these things after last night, after covering all the details and the possibilities and the way we feel God is leading, it may be some months before I can unfold everything.
You're just going to drive people crazy.
It's driving me crazy, but we're very excited about the potential growth and expansion. And
it's all good, folks.
Yeah, it's all very good, and it's good to be back here in the studio with Marianne and a special guest. We're excited to share her with you. She's going to read one of her articles, but I have to say, first and foremost, Ruthie, who does your hair? That is outstanding.
Beautiful.
Is that you or who? This is a
very
nice
hairstyle. We're embarrassing her, but it is gorgeous.
Style, yes.
Well, it's a local person who does my hair, but thank you. And yes, I am embarrassed.
Okay. A little shout out for her. I trust your husband really loved it.
He does. Okay. He is blind. My husband is blind, but he enjoys it nonetheless.
Okay, so he can certainly touch it. And you have two children.
I have two children.
Brag them up a little for us.
Well, I have a 24-year-old daughter. Okay. And
look at this young person with a 24-year-old daughter. Go ahead.
And she's a graduate student at Western Illinois University.
Okay.
And I have a 21-year-old son who is a senior at the U of I.
Do a little shout-out because they can listen on the Internet, the streaming audio live, or this will be archived, so if it's a day or two from now, they can tune in. What are their names?
My daughter's Megan. My son is David.
Megan and David. Welcome to the Ministry of Great News Radio. And we're featuring your mom today because she wrote an outstanding, actually two articles about Parkland College, the great work that the community college is doing here for Central Illinois.
Yeah.
Actually, people from all over the country, known for sports team, great academics.
Oh, Parkland's a great school.
Yeah, it's
a joy to promote Parkland College. Yeah. It really is.
Yeah, and Ruthie is the Associate Director of Marketing and Public Relations. Did I get that right, Ruthie?
You did.
Okay.
You did indeed.
And that was a recent promotion or job change?
It was. I've actually been working at Parkland now for about 16 and a half years.
Mm.
And I've held several positions, including communication specialist, staff writer. I was a part-time instructor at one point. And now, Associate Director of Marketing and Public Relations.
And how did this all start? Did you always aspire to be affiliated with a community college or university? Did you want to be a teacher? Or was it just a process with these many jobs just that evolved? Like, I really like it here. Are there other positions or challenging opportunities for me to conquer?
Well, my husband often says, well, you still don't know what you want to do.
Oh, great.
Sure.
I like it.
Like many of our listeners.
Oh, yeah. We're all there.
Yep.
But I always knew that I loved writing.
Okay.
And so I would write poetry even in fourth grade on through. I just love writing. And I often wrote poems about God or just poems in general about family members. And so writing has always been a part of who I am. And so when it came time to be 18 and deciding what you want to do when you grow up, so to speak.
Right.
I thought, well, it better be something that has to do with writing.
Right.
And so I received a journalism degree, journalism and French from Butler University in Indianapolis. Go Bulldogs.
Yeah.
And took it from there. I thought I would do writing for a newspaper, but that wasn't exactly what it turned out to be. And so public relations writing became what I started to do. And I worked for other organizations here in town, Christie Clinic. I was a cub reporter for the News Gazette in the 90s, early 90s.
Wow.
And just settled to Parkland College. It's a great community trainer for the workforce. We've had more than 300,000 students come through our doors in the past 52 years, and so many lives have been changed for the better. And I've written a lot of those stories. And so I've enjoyed working at Parkland.
Now, when did Brian fit into this equation of coming to town, or did you meet him at Butler, or where did
No, I met Brian here. We were both members of a church, a local church here in town, and we just met each other and started dating in the early 90s, and we've been together now. It will be 26 years in September, next month.
Now, you meant vision impaired or blind. Was that always the case for him?
Or? He was always visually impaired as far as long as we've known each other.
Sure.
But he had 20/20 vision. So over the years, his eyesight has gradually faded. He has a genetic disorder that causes him to have blindness. It's called choroideremia, and there's actually a choroideremia foundation. There are people who, a lot of people who have it, but not that many in the country. And so there's a group that actually deals and helps people, a support group for choroideremia.
So he gets to hear some of your stories read, and do you read to him at night? Is that one of the things you enjoy doing together?
Well, we do enjoy listening to books on tape together.
We just
listened to this book called Factfulness. I would just recommend anyone read that book. It was amazing.
What's it called again?
It's called Factfulness.
Factfulness.
Yeah, it's a great book. I think the author's name is Hans Rosling or Gosling or something like that.
But it was the thumbnail. Like, is it dealing with truths or what facts?
It
like
is.
Facts?
It's dealing with what people... people think the world is really this negative place. And once they know what the stats are about certain things that they're thinking about, it can kind of change their mindset.
Oh, how interesting.
It is very... We would just recommend anyone read it.
Kind of undoes some of the negative stuff from our media and puts it back in perspective.
Absolutely.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
I love it.
You will enjoy it.
Yes,
and
I will.
And we did have a purchase a few minutes ago. Ruthie purchased St. Peter's Principle. It's a book I can't wait to do an interview on, and I've talked a lot about it, and I've shared with some of my small group friends. Just a phenomenal book.
It is. I'm reading it.
Marianne's reading it. I have some other friends reading it. And so as we were talking about it, Ruthie's like, that sounds really interesting. I said, well, I do have copies here along with the book Covert Cows and Chick-fil-A, How Faith Cows and Chicken Build an Iconic Brand. And those of you that were tuned in yesterday, we re-aired that interview, but I do have copies here. They're $20. This is a hardbound book. St. Peter's Principles, it's a $39 book, but they discounted them for $30.
Do you feel like that these places should put us on commission, maybe? And
yeah,
you were selling their books. We tell everybody about them that walks in here. So.
Well, as busy as my schedule is, I only read books that I think are going to be really impactful or helpful or good. And both of these last few are great. But the St. Peter's Principle is just phenomenal. And so you're still very open to growing and learning and developing.
Yeah.
So recently, Ruthie, Marianne had this idea, you know, we should focus on some of the community colleges, some of the unique things that are being done through these colleges. And she contacted Parkland College, and they said, hey, here's an assignment for you. And so this story you put together, and we appreciate it. It's actually on page A2 of this month's edition of Prime Life Times, the August edition. And you submitted two different articles, but I think you're going to read one.
Actually, she submitted more. It's just we're going to spread them out over time here.
Okay.
Well, and I was happy to do that. Thank you so much for both having me on the show and for even asking to do that. Like I said, I'm very happy to promote Parkland.
Yeah.
So everyone, if you have the current edition of the Prime Life Times, the August edition, we're looking at page A2. And there's a neat enroll now for fall classes. Start here. Go anywhere. Parkland.edu. That's Parkland.edu. A great photograph of some students with their diplomas, all dressed in that regalia and such. And then our community colleges, first in a series on community colleges in Western Indiana and Central Illinois.
Okay. Well, the Midwest Center for Precision Agriculture at Parkland College, launched in the 2018-2019 academic year, provides students, area employees, regional growers, and high school educators the knowledge and skills-based training to be successful. Parkland College ranks second in the nation among the top 20 community colleges for precision agriculture, according to precisionag.com.
Now, we should pause here, or I'm going to pause here, or
you're
I'll derail
pause.
This whole thing, but second in the nation, everyone.
I know, that's huge.
Second in the nation. So you can brag up Parkland College. They're doing a unique and a powerful work right here in Central Illinois.
Thank you. The center's programs include the most advanced precision agriculture curriculum in the Midwest, and its faculty, technology, facilities, and company connections lead the way nationally in agriculture technology education. Parkland College is the only community college in Illinois to offer a comprehensive hands-on career program in precision ag.
Now wait, how many other colleges offer this precision hands-on career program?
None in Illinois.
Wow. This is the one.
Correct answer.
Okay.
Working in agriculture requires using and knowing the latest technologies. Emerging technologies such as unmanned aircraft systems, or UAS, data analytics, and remote sensing help today's growers make important decisions on hybrid placement, variable rate fertilizer, and seeding to maximize yields.
Now, I know some farmers are tuned in here because I've talked with some, and I know a friend, Tony Grift, he's a professor in ag engineering, I think, at U of I, and he was talking about, you know, some of these robotics and things that they do. They send into the fields to measure soil and cutting-edge technology that's needed now for the average farm is unbelievable. So Parkland College is up to date on all that equipment and insights and technology.
As a girl who grew up detasseling and getting muddy and sunk in the mud and everything else, I think robotics in the field's a great idea.
Because innovations in agriculture continue to occur rapidly, Parkland makes it a priority to equip its graduates with industry-based competencies and give them the specific skills to successfully step into modern roles of agriculture. The center's lead faculty member, Jenny Fridgen, is a certified crop advisor with Precision Ag Specialty Certification and over 10 years of Precision Ag industry experience. Parkland's 20-year history of training precision agronomists have built a strong regional reputation for the college, with employer partners eager to hire Parkland graduates. For more information on the Midwest Center for Precision Agriculture, call 217-351-2481 or email mcpag@parkland.edu.
And again, that phone number, 217-351-2481, 217-351-2481, or email mcpag@parkland.edu, mcpag@parkland.edu. Now, this photograph in your article here, is that Jenny?
No, that's one of our female agronomy students.
Awesome.
Okay. Business tech students.
I love your writing, Ruthie. It's very clear.
Good,
yeah, very good
you.
Writing.
I appreciate that.
It is.
I would hope after as long as I've been doing it.
Now, some of these other positions or jobs, you were a teacher at some point or an assistant?
Yes. Between 2012 and 2017, I taught basic news writing and introduction to communications, mass communications.
And that was one of the recent caps you wore in communications.
Between 2012 and 2017, that's right.
And what would you say is one of your favorite things about your position now or what you enjoy most when you walk onto the campus at Parkland College?
Well, especially at this time of year, it's exciting because so many students are looking forward to bright futures and coming on campus. They're excited, kind of getting lost because they need to find where their classes are.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, a nice thing to be able to help them find where they need to go. And it's just an exciting time of year for people.
Right.
There's just a lot of anticipation in the air of good things.
And what's so unique or nice about community colleges, and I attended one, gosh, we used to call it UCLA, University Closest to the Lombard Area, College of DuPage.
COD.
Yeah, COD. I lived out there, worked in the apartments, and then went to college in the evening or off-campus locations. But for many people that maybe can't afford, you know, the full expenses of being all in a college setting, you know, they can take one or two or a number of classes, and Parkland offers a plethora, so many different options.
Oh, and it's so smart to go to Parkland and then transfer. I mean, my nephew, who has a fantastic job, went to Parkland 2 years, transferred to U of I, got his master's. I mean, you can save so much money.
Oh, so much money. As a matter of fact, my own children discovered more of who they wanted to be professionally because of going through Parkland
College.
Is that
right?
Yeah, it's a great stepping stone for people leaving high school and kind of testing the waters, if you will.
Or people like me who want to go back to school in the evening.
Perfect.
When
perfect
they're, quote, older.
That's right. Yeah. All ages enjoy Parkland.
Yeah. Well, thank you for writing this for our paper and the next one, too.
Absolutely.
Appreciate it. So what else is new at Parkland?
Well, I'm glad you asked me. Actually, Parkland's fall classes begin in less than 2 weeks on Monday, August 19th.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Again, we love the excitement of a new fall semester. There's so much hope for bright futures through education in the air. To help those who may not have yet registered for their classes, Parkland College will hold its annual fall enrollment blitz, starting this Thursday, August 8th, and running through Friday, August 16th.
So listen up. That's tomorrow, everyone.
Yeah.
So plan accordingly.
Right.
So I'm listening to this broadcast thinking, like, you know what? I might entertain the idea of finding out more, taking an evening course, or my son or daughter or grandson is looking for opportunities. Is there a website? What do they need to do to prepare for tomorrow?
Well, actually, just to come.
Okay.
During the enrollment blitz, new and returning students can receive one-stop help from our college's student services offices. And these include admissions and records, financial aid and veteran services, assessment center, and counseling services. So from completing their admissions application and financial aid application, all the way through taking registering for classes and taking the new student orientation, Enrollment Blitz will have what they need to really have a great semester. Mm-hmm. So show up, bring your ID, and get...
And just come.
That's right, and get registered for class.
I feel like I should come.
Yeah, that's right.
Come on over.
I'm getting kind of excited.
It runs from 8 to 5 on the second floor bridge of the Student Union. That's called the U Building.
Okay, 8 to 5 tomorrow, and then also on Friday?
Well, actually, Parkland is closed this Friday, but then next week, the entire week, Monday through Friday.
Okay.
There'll be 8 to 5 right there on the bridge, so please come out and sign up for classes.
Mm-hmm. And what else do you have going on
at
Parkland College? Because I think there's got art exhibition, and there's a lot of different things going
on. There is. Oh, my goodness. There's so much happening. Okay. So, well, we're excited, actually, to announce new degree and certificate programs launching this fall that meet area and national employer demand. They include our Advanced Applicator Technician degree, for which we just received a 3-year NSF grant. Thank you.
Mm.
And our Google IT Support Professional course. It's an initiative actually supported by Google. If you'd like, I can tell your listeners a little more about those. Okay. So the area's agribusiness industry indicated a need for greater technical expertise and training in the proper application of fertilizer and chemicals. So our new associate degree program will prepare custom applicator technicians to be proficient in agronomy skills and operating applicator equipment and in applying applicator procedures in according with EPA and Department of Transportation regulations.
Rob would just be eating all this information up, you know.
Oh, I'm enjoying it. And you are too.
Yeah.
But so, yes, he would.
So anyone interested in this degree can contact our Midwest Center for Precision Agriculture, again, at the 351-2481 number, or email mcpag@parkland.edu. Now, for folks who like computers and information technology but don't want to spend a ton of time actually trying to train for a career Parkland's new Google IT Support Professional course might be just what they need, a good fit for them.
Hmm.
This course will certify students to provide entry-level IT support as help desk technicians in just one semester.
Hmm.
And it will help actually fulfill a growing need in the country. According to Google, help desk technicians are in demand with many national corporations, from GE to Intel to Smuckers to Walmart.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so the national median wage for IT support technicians is $52,000.
Oh, dear.
And there's about 150 IT support jobs that need to be filled in across mm-hmm. the country.
Get on over to Parkland, folks.
Oh, hello. So you don't have to have computer experience, you know, beforehand to actually start the program. So if you'd like to know more about that, you can call our Business Computer Science and Technologies Department at 351-2414 or email chinton, that's chinton, at parkland.edu for more information.
All right.
Great. And I know we're going to close out. A great way would be to close out with knowing maybe one of your favorite Bible verses, or is there a passage in Scripture that kind of rung your bell, or a go-to reading that maybe you're discouraged or need an uplifting word from the Lord? Is there a passage that you turn to?
There is. One of my favorite passages in the Bible is Colossians 3, verse 1 through 4.
Mm.
It says, "If you are then risen with Christ, Seek those things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God.
Set your affections on things above, not on earthly things.
For you are dead, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then we will also appear with Him in glory.
Oh, Colossians goodness. Chapter 3 is one of my favorite chapters.
There's
so 3:23, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart is working for Lord,
that's
not for men. That's a great one.
Yes, yes. This scripture fills me with such anticipation and comfort, and it gives me proper focus when the worries of life sets in.
So, your face just glowing when you were reciting that scripture.
It's my favorite. I love that.
Colossians chapter 3.
Wow, set your mind on things above.
Right.
Yeah, not on earthly things. So consumed or derailed, or it can preoccupy your mind when, you know, there's so many other positive things. And even that book you referred to at the beginning of the broadcast, which incidentally is archived at greatnewsradio.org if you missed it.
Not the book, but the broadcast.
Yeah. It was on factfulness.
Looking at the positive,
dwelling on the things that are encouraging.
When you were reciting that verse and you said, you know, Jesus is there. I mean, we're always talking about Jesus and, you know, Jesus is here, but He's there.
Yes.
Kind of makes you want to reach forward, you know?
Exactly.
Amen. Well, SR News won't wait. We got to go. Thank you, Ruthie, for being available.
Thank you for
submitting these great stories. Articles in the
Primetime
Times.
You're just so great.
All right, everyone. Well, find out more about Parkland College beginning tomorrow as a special enrollment blitz, and then all of next week. And you can find out more if you need directions or other specifics at parkland.edu.
There's plenty happening, so check us out.
Parkland.edu. All right, everyone, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Marianne Simpkins with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you. Have a great day and night.
Are we teaching the truth in a love? Telling it like it is, while holding pure motives and showing that we care. Are we teaching the truth in love? Oh, a man came to my Jesus, telling all that he had done. Commandments, he knew every single one. But Jesus said there's something that indeed he did lack. Yes, the Savior told the truth, he didn't hold the message back, 'cause he was teaching the truth in love.